The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Station. With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. Correspondent George Bonzani reports tensions between the U.S. and China played out at the close of a meeting of world leaders in Papua New Guinea Sunday morning.
The 21 nations at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit concluded business without a customary communique upon its final adjournment. The two-day conference struggled to bridge differences on the governing role of the World Trade Organization. Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister Peter O'Neill says, in his words, the entire world is worried about tensions between China and the U.S. George Bonzani reporting.
A Republican member of the Senate Intelligence Committee says it looks like Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was involved in the death of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi, but he adds that a smoking gun would help before the U.S. issues sanctions against the prince. More details at srnnews.com.
Eric Metaxas can't explain what's coming from the mainstream media.
If it were a private directive to Sessions, maybe you have something to talk about. But this is a public tweet to millions of people to read. And they are actually talking about it seriously as though it might constitute obstruction of justice. This is above the fold in the headline.
The Eric Metaxas Show, overnights at 3 on AM 1280. The Patriot, intelligent radio.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air. Live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan. Here is the closer, Brad Carlson.
Hey, I'm 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back with hour number 2 of the broadcast. We'd like to call the closer. That's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning into the broadcast. You can check out my blog at bradcarlson.org. And we are here to take your phone call at 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter. Just use hashtag NARN Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show for any comments or questions. And as always, you can go to Facebook. Just do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Like our Facebook page if you haven't done so already. And as always, we appreciate your continued support of the broadcast as we'll be celebrating 15 years of the Northern Alliance coming up in March. And my colleague Mitch Berg says it's high time we have that 10-year anniversary party, because we're coming up on 15 years. So that's kind of his way of saying, yeah, I've fallen a little bit behind in planning stuff. But it's no rest for the weary, especially if you are a Second Amendment advocate this coming up legislative session. Obviously, as we've talked about ad nauseum on this broadcast, the DFL has reassumed control of the Minnesota House. They obviously keep the governor's office, and there is a very razor-thin one-vote Republican majority in the Senate. And so, obviously, the DFL comes out and says they're a top priority this coming up legislative session with new House Speaker Melissa Hortman. That's really tough to choke down, by the way, they call it common sense gun safety. They never use gun control, but we know what they are talking about. And here joining us to break down all things and what we could do as Second Amendment advocates to mobilize is the political director of the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus, Rob Doerr. Just go to gunowners.mn for more information on this organization. Now, Rob, always good to see you, my friend. How are you?
Oh, great to be here, but I wish it was under better circumstances.
Of course, of course. And, you know, Rob is, obviously being the political director of the Gun Owners Caucus is certainly well-versed in gun statute and gun law. And we're obviously going to get to a lot of that. We have plenty of time for that. But, Rob, you're also just a political observer in general. You ran Randy Jessup's campaign up there in the Shoreview area. Tough night for Republicans on election night, just under a couple of weeks ago. Kind of give us your general sense of when you saw things were not going well, because I mentioned off air, Rob was the first person I saw that said, yeah, we're going to lose the house. I'm like, what? I never saw that coming, Rob Dorr. Perhaps I should have.
Yeah, you know, it was definitely unusual. I looked at where the races were falling and where the results were coming in. And I'm a data geek. I'm a political data geek. I do all the analysis and stuff like that. And, of course, I was watching it. And, you know, I have my own results page up so I can watch multiple races all at the same time. And as I'm watching that, I'm seeing, oh, wow, Jen Loon is behind. I saw Sarah Anderson's behind. I saw Roz Peterson behind. And when I'm seeing those races, I was like, those are ones that we should not be losing. Mm-hmm. And that's when I first got the indication. And it was maybe about 9 o'clock. It was pretty early into the evening. And I said, it looks like we're going to lose the house. And people were telling me, no, turnout's great. And I said, not where we need it to be. And unfortunately that did turn out to be accurate.
And by the way, kudos to Rob. He put together this fantastic website that was refreshing some of the key house races as Rob called them, hot seats, I believe. None of them, not a lot of them went our way. That is for certain. Now, I talked a little bit about that in the first segment. You mentioned some of the fantastic house members that fell by the wayside. I had Jen Loon, Anna Wills, Roz Peterson, Kelly Fenton was another one, Regina Barr, some very solid, prominent. but I talked specifically.
The women, yeah.
Yeah, the women candidates. And that's something I talked a little bit in the first segment. Is it too simplistic to write this off as the Trump effect is why we're having such difficulty with female candidates and obviously female voters in suburban areas? Let's start with the female candidates because this obviously reflects poorly on the party as a whole because we really went backwards in terms of number of female representatives dropped.
Yeah, you know, that may be true, but also if female was the only prerequisite that people were looking for, they had that option.
Sure.
So I think when you look at the map at where the seats were picked up, it was much more than just than gender politics. I think it was very much a party line vote. I mean, I saw some data that shows that based on their best turnout models, the Democrats exceeded 400,000 votes.
Wow.
From what they expected to be their best turnout models. And yeah, unfortunately, I think it was, like you said, it was the R behind their name more than anything else that was kind of the kiss of death for these suburban legislators.
Well, obviously, there's a lot of salient issues that were to come up this legislative session. There was a couple of different tax cut packages passed twice, one in each of the last couple sessions that Governor Dayton either let fall by the wayside or vetoed. Obviously, tax conformity with the federal tax laws never got taken care of. Our friend Mitch talked on his show yesterday about how there's a great opportunity in the Iron Range to resurrect mining. But yet the DFL trots out gun control, Rob Dorr. So no rest for the weary, as we mentioned, you being the political director of the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus. I guess talk a little bit about some of the things that they're proposing. Well, first, I could take a step back. I remember last session, Republicans had control of both chambers, and I allude to this quite often. Linda Slocum's House File 3022, your quote was the most draconian piece of gun-grabbing legislation you had seen. In retrospect, Rob Dorr, do you look at that more as kind of a trial balloon to see how much support they can get and then maybe they kind of dial it back once they get control back? What was your assessment of that particular one?
Well, you know, what was interesting about that bill is there were within a week or so, there were a number of legislators that were hopping off the bill. Mm. And kind of the word that I was hearing is people were saying, no, we can't. We can't be backing all of this stuff. We can't be backing banning semi-automatic weapons. We can't be backing magazine limits of 5, 6, 7 rounds. So I think what the bill did is it tipped the deck too much, and so they pulled it back a little bit. They didn't push it for very hard. But also, there's also this kind of strategy where I think it's coming into play where they have what they call the common sense bills, the universal background check and registration, the red flag firearm confiscation. Those are the reasonable ones. So when you've got something that's really bad to point at it. Look, it's not that like that bill. It's just common sense stuff. And so I think that's kind of part of their strategy is to say, no, we're not talking about that bill that does all these bad things. We're just talking about this common sense stuff.
So obviously we mentioned that certainly they have the votes, probably have the votes in the House considering that. Well, let's back up a bit. I mentioned a couple of sessions, 2013, 2014, where Democrats had complete control of the legislature and the governor's office and still were not able to get gun control legislation passed. And the argument I made
is like, look, you had a lot of outstate DFLers who were pushing back. We're not going to sign on to any of these. You don't have that anymore.
No, we don't. I mean, we don't have Deb Hillstrom on the Public Safety Committee. She was a Democrat, but she's a prosecutor, and she actually understood that it was criminals that were the issue, and she offered legislation along those lines. She of course ran for Attorney General and is no longer longer in that position. And so we had that in the House Public Safety Committee. She alone was enough to stop some of those bad bills from coming through through the Public Safety Committee in the House. And then we did have a lot of greater Minnesota Democrats who were extremely pro-gun. But that's also gone by the wayside. You know, the Republicans have picked up a lot of those seats, but also the Democrats that are holding those seats are getting a little bit more lukewarm on their support. You know, I look at people like Eklund up in 3A, I think it is. It's way northern International Falls, Minnesota. He took over for David Dill. David Dill was as strong of a pro-gun Democrat as you could imagine. Mm-hmm. And Eklund is not cut from the same cloth. So even the Democrats that have replaced some of those, I have no idea where the Metza seat, Jason Metza ran for CD8, and so he's not coming back. I don't know, the race went to the Democrat there, and they didn't return our survey. So again, we have a lot of unknowns in that arena. But what's also kind of concerning too is we've got Republicans who are starting to entertain this stuff. We have Republicans, Dario Anselmo, who was lost by 17%, who was fully embracing the gun control stuff. We have Republican Keith Frankley, who was embracing gun control. He didn't return. Sarah Anderson and Jen Loon also entertained some gun control light type legislation. They didn't come back. So they thought that they needed to entertain gun control to save their seats, and it didn't actually hold. And then we're looking over at the Senate. In the Senate, we've got Senator Scott Jensen and Senators Paul Anderson, who signed on to universal background checks and registration. They signed on to red flag restraining orders. So we've got, the lines are not as part, they're not Democrat and Republican. We've got, it's all over the map, but we really need to coalesce. We still have, at least in the Senate, where the Republicans hold a one vote majority, even with those weak Republicans, we still have people like Tom Bach, who's traditionally been really strong, a Democrat in the Minnesota Senate. We've got people like Dan Sparks. Got people like Dave Tomasoni. So we do have some pro-gun votes in there that we hope. But again, they're trying to be peeled off from this. We don't want gun control. We just want common sense solutions. And ask anybody in advertising, one of the most expensive things, the hardest things to do is to actually educate the public. So to educate somebody that, no, this isn't talking about criminals. This is talking about two people who are going hunting and want to pass a handgun to each other or a shotgun to each other. That's who this bill affects, not just these criminals. That it's a really tough proposition.
I was promoting the broadcast today via Twitter, and a longtime friend of ours, Kim Norton, former representative out of the Rochester area.
And now mayor of Rochester.
Yeah. Oh, is that right? I did not know.
She got elected mayor.
Okay. Yeah. So when people, here's Kim Norton's question. When most people agree with sensible safety measures, why would you question that? Seeing what is proposed before you build opposition makes far more sense. I think we've seen some of the issues that they've brought before you. There's never anything, and obviously you're more well versed to this than I. But whenever there's a tragedy taking place, you have the anti-gunners look to capitalize on that tragedy and pass legislation in response to that. And there's never anything that specifically addresses the shooting in question, Rob.
Right. And, that happens over and over again. For a while after the Vegas shooting, it was banning bump stocks. Mm-hmm. As if bump stocks were some sort of epidemic that was causing carnage in the streets. It happened in one event, but it was high enough profile. And unfortunately, that's kind of how the media attention goes. You dangle something that looks dangerous, or you dangle a situation that looks dangerous, and you just rush to anything, just pass whatever you need to pass to get it through. And there's the famous Ben Franklin quote that those who would trade essential liberty for the illusion of security deserve neither liberty nor security. Mm-hmm. It's when you're so motivated to take action regardless of its efficacy, just to do something. And that was their rallying cry, too, for a long time. Do something. It doesn't matter whether it's effective or not. Just do something. You know, and I just saw another study that said that the perception of violence, the perception of violence has been going up and up over the years. We're more violent. Sure. There's more crime. There's more shootings. But the actual numbers are going down. And so whether that's media sensationalism, you know, you call it what you will, people think that we're far more violent than we actually are. Violent crime has dropped 50% over the last 25 years. Our homicide rate in Minnesota is the lowest it's been in I think the BCA said in 50 years. And so we're safer as a society, but yet the perception is that you know we're somehow more dangerous. And I think you look at mass shootings and how they capture attention and how people get motivated. How much attention do you see when a mass shooting is stopped? You know, we just had one of those instances in a restaurant, a guy eating dinner with his daughter. Somebody comes in to start shooting the place up. Before that guy could even kill anybody, he was confronted and stopped by the mass shooter. The only person to die was somebody who intended to do a mass shooting. And there was a couple of blurbs about it. I think it
doesn't fit the narrative.
It doesn't fit the narrative. If it bleeds, it leads. And mm-hmm. I think that's part of why people think that there's such more of a need for this draconian legislation than there actually exists.
Once again, we are joined by Rob Doerhe, the political director of the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus. And if you'd like to weigh in, 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter, #NarnShow, #NARNShow. Yeah, we see you, Mayor Kim Norton of Rochester. We will be back with another segment on the broadcast talking about how you, the folks, can get mobilized and what you can do ahead of this legislative session right here on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Go nowhere. Just 'cause you cut me to the bone.
And I won't miss the way. Hi, this is Lee with the Kingdom Builders. Does what we do matter? You know, in the big scheme of things, how important is a roof or gutters? And maybe those things aren't real important in the eternal scope of things, but they are important in us establishing relationships with other people, and they're also important in being able to reach out, being able to meet people, being able to expand the kingdom or edify or build each other up. So maybe our work is more of a vehicle to establish relationships than it is just a business. Some of the services we offer are shingle roofing, residential roofing. We also do commercial and residential flat roofs, rubber and TPO flat roofs, small or large. For a free and obviously no obligation estimate, you can always contact us by phone at 612-900-9166 or look us up online at thekingdombuilders.net.
My dad says I'm his pride and joy.
My mommy says I was her big surprise.
My mom says I'm her best helper.
I'm adopted. My dad says I was a gift.
That's right, kids. Each of you are a miracle and a blessing from God. Hello, my name is Angie. I work with Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people. If you know someone who is pregnant and in need of confidential counseling, including alternatives to abortion or post-abortion assistance, please call Pro-Life Across America at 1-800-366-7773 or check us out online at ProLifeAcrossAmerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is educational, non-political, and tax-deductible. Please help support our life-saving outreach.
A baby child is being 18 days from conception. Pro-Life Across America,
the Billboard people. Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Hey, welcome back to AM1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. My mind is filled with thoughts of you. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. For any comments or questions regarding today's show content, Mayor Kim Norton of Rochester says, let's not forget that it was the people who elected those legislators and their agenda. I suspect you will find some reasonable proposals amongst the filings if you keep an open mind. Hashtag close the loopholes, Rob Dorr.
Keep in mind that according to AP's exit polling, gun control motivated fewer than 2% of voters to the polls.
Yet it's their top legislative priority.
Well, and regardless of what their motivation is, they have put extreme anti-gun representatives at the helm.
Yep.
So whether it was a vote against Trump, whether it was health care or taxes or whatever, the end result is the same for us. We've got an extreme anti-gunner as Speaker of the House. We've got an extreme anti-gunner as the House Majority Leader. And it's probably going to be somebody like Dave Pinto or, you know, God forbid, Ray Dean at the helm of the House Public Safety Committee.
Wasn't Ray Dean running when he was running for mayor, suggest disarming the police or something
yep,
crazy like
disarming,
that?
Disarming police officers. So Public Safety Committee. So the end result is the same. But, you know, we've gone back and forth with this with former representative, now Mayor Kim Norton. She's a true believer that in the do something. Kim Norton's also somebody who came across a photo of a Subaru that was in an accident and said, here's why you don't travel with guns, because it looked like to her there was a gun sticking out of the back of the vehicle. And it, in actuality, having owned a Subaru myself, I knew that was just the rear windshield wiper.
Oh, whoops.
But she had assumed that because it looked like a gun to her, that it had blown out the back window of the vehicle and caused an accident. Nevertheless, when she says close the loophole, this is one of the biggest things. They vary the numbers depending on which fallacious study they want to follow, that 40% of guns are sold without background checks, or only 40% are sold with background checks. You know, they pick and choose.
Sure.
But the fact remains that the gun show loophole that they talk about is they believe that somebody, a felon, can just go to a gun show, point at a gun at a table and say, give me, and they can pick up the gun with no questions asked. Now, anybody who's actually gone to a gun show knows that every single table there, if not every almost every table, is a federally licensed dealer and has to do a background check on that. So when you see a table with 100 guns on it, mm-hmm. it's a licensed dealer.
Right.
And when you see somebody who's selling, you know, military regalia and they have a Ruger 10/22 on there, that is the quote unquote unlicensed dealer. They're not a dealer. It's just somebody selling something out of their personal stock. But the Department of Justice has done a study on this and they have found that 0.7% of criminals acquire their firearms from gun shows. That's 0.7%. The most common way, over 60%, are through straw purchases. That's when a criminal knows that he's ineligible to own a firearm. So he has somebody, typically it's a girlfriend, go and buy the firearm for them. And then they have that illegal transaction afterwards. There is a background check being done, just not on the person who's actually receiving the firearm. Not a single law you can pass that's stopping that. They're already breaking the law. So you can make it a harsher penalty, whatever. It's somebody who trusts the person who's actually buying it, engaging in a criminal act. You can't stop that. Number two is the black market. Again, it's that same situation. So the vast majority of firearms that criminals acquire are already circumventing the law. I kind of liken it to their solutions. People like former Representative Norton if you've got two lanes on a track, one lane has a bunch of hurdles on it and the other lane is wide open.
Mm-hmm.
The lane with a bunch of hurdles is the law abiding gun owner. The finish line is getting a gun. We jump through the hurdles of a background check, of classes, of fees, of registration, licensing. We jump over those hurdles because we want to remain law abiding. Well, criminals just cruise in that lane all the way to the finish line unencumbered. Their solution is to add more hurdles to our lane in order to try to stop the guy who's already avoiding the hurdles altogether. It doesn't work. But what it does do is cause more and more infringements on the law abiding, on the Second Amendment rights of law abiding citizens.
Now, whenever you folks hear a lot of the issues that are taking place among the legislators who are not shall we say, sympathetic to law-abiding gun owners. A lot of you are probably asking, what can we do to get involved and whatnot? Well, first of all, go to gunowners.mn. That's the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus website to find out more information about their organization. Now, Rob, we were talking a little bit off air. Apparently, there's a Second Amendment Defender Program that folks can be a part of. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is something that we launched this year, and we set a lofty goal. We are looking for 800 law-abiding gun owners to donate $5 a month.
Okay.
And some of, I think our average donation is like $15 a month right now, which is great. But what this does is, coming into this legislative session, we need to have a reliable look at what resources we have in order to engage gun owners from all over the state, to print materials, to show up at gun shows and events, to host rallies, all of these different things, these things that unfortunately just cost money.
Right.
We have to know what we're dealing with. And right now we've got our membership program. We've got thousands of members who we greatly appreciate. But it's kind of feast or famine. We may go a couple of days without picking up any new members, and we may get 20 members in a day. It's hard to build an outlook. You know, every family, every person out there who's has their own budget or has their own family, they know how much give or take every month that they're going to have to play with. And that's really what we need in order to be successful as an organization and successful in defending this. So what we really need is just people to step up, and for the price of, you know, one of their decaf non-skim lattes once a month. Not that your listeners favor those types of beverages.
Probably not. That's all right.
or the price of a beer at the Gopher, you know, whatever. To contribute that for the Second Amendment cause. And what it does is, it's going to just come out of your card monthly, but it gives us that reliable look at what resources we have to defend the Second Amendment for this legislative session. So if people want to do that, it's gunowners.mn/monthly. And I just as we spoke, sent the approval, and we're going to have a couple of pieces of swag. We're going to have a nice little Velcro patch that says Second Amendment Defender, and you'll get a challenge coin as well for just your contribution to the effort.
Fantastic. And again, I'm looking at it right now, folks, at the website, gunowners.mn/monthly. Yeah. And count me in, Rob Dora. I'll definitely look into it and donate. I just became a member, I think, last year after.
Yes.
It was earlier this year, because I watched your video when you were reading House File 3022. So I think simultaneously I was registered.
You know, that bill did get us a few members, and justly so. It was a pretty terrible, but it is also a peek behind the curtain, you know?
Yeah.
And I know that there's people who are sometimes sympathetic to this. Well, you know, shouldn't we have background checks? And, you know, I would say that the whether or not you want background checks is kind of irrelevant to whether or not they actually work. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that they don't actually stop anybody from committing crimes, that they don't stop people who are not eligible from owning firearms from the people who were actually worried about from getting firearms. You know, they throw out all these numbers thousands of people are stopped, thousands of felons are stopped from getting firearms every year. Yet when you actually look at what most of those are, they're just the initial delays.
And
there's hardly a gun owner out there who hasn't gone to buy a firearm to find out, oh, you're delayed, and they sort it out within a couple of days. When you actually look at the prosecution, how many people did the Department of Justice actually prosecute for lying on their 4473, their background check, and trying to buy a firearm? It's about 40 a year.
Okay.
And so it's even I think of those, only 12 were actually convicted. Most of the cases were thrown out. So when we're talking about all of this, it's important to keep in mind, what liberties are we sacrificing, and what is the benefit that we're getting? But furthermore, when they're saying these universal background checks, you think that it's okay, if I go to a store and buy a gun, I have to go through a background check. But when you actually read the language of the bill, what it is anytime a gun changes hands, they want that transaction, that transfer, not sale, transfer, to be registered through a federally licensed dealer. So let's say I want to take you out hunting next weekend. I guess it's muzzleloader season, but let's say it was this past weekend, and your shotgun broke on the way up, or whatever, you forgot ammo, and I only had 12 gauge, you only had a 20 gauge. If I had an extra shotgun right now, I can legally hand that over to you, and we can both go hunting. With these universal background check laws, if you want to borrow my shotgun for the weekend, we at 5 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning have to go to a federally licensed dealer, and have them process that transaction. So I have to hand the rifle to the dealer or the shotgun to the dealer. They run the background check on you.
Even if I'm just borrowing it?
Even if you're just borrowing
it. Okay. Wow.
And so then let's say the weekend is over. We're done hunting. Can you just hand that shotgun back to me?
Sure.
No. We have to go back because it's another transfer. We have to go back to the federally licensed dealer, pay a fee, and then have them run the background check on me. So we're adding, again, it's just all of these hurdles. They want to make gun ownership so cumbersome that fewer and fewer people do it because then it's easier for them to get what they actually want.
Rob, are you available to hang around?
I can stay as long as you need me.
651-289-4488 is the number to call. Joined by Rob Dorr. He, the political director of the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus. Check them out, gunowners.mn. Back with another segment coming up on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
What does it mean to be a Christian woman in today's culture? How does your faith in Jesus Christ relate to the world around you? Sometimes to have faith can seem like an overwhelming task in today's busy and sometimes challenging landscape. That's why you need to visit iBelieve.com. iBelieve.com is a site designed for Christian women. iBelieve.com has blogs, videos, and even daily devotionals. Whether you're looking for advice, ideas for your church group, or just an uplifting message, visit iBelieve.com. That's iBelieve.com.
Most Minnesotans are dissatisfied with their income and retirement savings and are looking for help. Earn a second income without a second boss. Learn to make money trading at Online Trading Academy, the world's leader in trader education. Use this income now and through retirement. Register today for a free investing class by dialing #250 on your cell phone and use the keyword OTA. Again, #250, keyword OTA.
So you've been exploring solutions for your hair loss. You've seen ads from the national chains. You've researched the alternative products that cost a fortune, but there seem to be no guarantees. So here's good news for you. This is Dennis Prager. Go to IneedMoreHair.com and see what their hair transplant specialists are doing for men and women like you. The consultations are free. Their doctors have given patients in Hollywood and worldwide a full head of hair. They can do the same for you. You'll see a more confident reflection of yourself. In fact, they guarantee your results in writing, and their prices are some of the best in the business, as low as $3 per graft. So stop searching and go to IneedMoreHair.com. You have nothing to lose. Call their office in Eagan for your free consultation. IneedMoreHair.com. Experience you can trust, prices you can afford. Get the permanent solution to your hair loss at IneedMoreHair.com.
Hi, this is Tom Barrett, president of Lean Partners. We are fortunate to be celebrating 15 years of helping Minnesota companies dramatically improve their business performance. So we'd like to recognize a few of our awesome client partners by having them share their story.
My name is Michael Murphy, owner of Mail Handling Group, a printing and mailing company located in Eden Prairie. I started working with Tom and Lean Partners 15 years ago. During that time, Lean Partners trained us how to use Lean to drive bottom line savings. With Tom's guidance, we became an industry leader with world-class quality, delivery, and service. We also found profit we couldn't have realized without Lean. Tom personally worked with me and our leadership team to create a solid culture of performance for the long term. There is no question that Tom and Lean Partners have been integral to my company's success.
Thanks, Michael. Are you interested in a customized plan to dramatically improve your business performance? Visit myleanpartners.com.
Welcome back, AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning in. 651-289-4488. The number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at #NarnShow. That's #NARNShow for any comments or questions. Some guy named Brian Strausser says he's the chair of the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus. You probably have met him, haven't you? Yeah. You've probably met him a time or two. He always says, is Rob's microphone on? We always have an open mind, but I suspect we'll disagree on the concept of reasonable. If the focus is on gun control, it'll be unlikely to move forward. There is an opportunity to pursue other legislation that would continue to push violence down, however. one of the things that I find it incredibly frustrating in the aftermath of some of these high-profile mass shootings, I mean, Stoneman Douglas is one of the more high-profile ones that took place earlier this year, is there was just stunning failures at every bureaucratic level. And my response to, well, we need to do something now, and it's like there were already laws, safeguards, if you will, in place, and they weren't followed. So my contention is always, how are more laws going to help if the current laws, which would have prevented such a thing, aren't even being followed, Rob Dorr?
Seems amazingly logical.
It just is stunning to me, but yet that's government swept failed. Under the rug.
Yeah, government failed. Therefore, we need more government to help solve the issue. An interesting thing to look at with Florida, too, is Governor Rick Scott won.
Senator-elect.
And the pro-gun governor-elect won. You know, so if it was that toxic of an issue there, I mean, that was kind of ground zero for the gun control movement this year. And so I don't think it has the legs. Nevertheless, it doesn't change the outlook that we're facing here in Minnesota.
Now, one of the issues that we faced this past election cycle, and I know something that you were just completely taken aback by, as was I, was Eric Paulson was a very vulnerable incumbent in CD3. Obviously, he ended up losing. That CD3 went overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton in 2016. And the way I saw it is, you know, Paulson was reelected, and then once he had a record to compare to Trump, he voted with Trump 95% of the time. And, of course, he tried to distance himself from Trump. And
boy, did he.
And obviously his big issue, too, was gun control, specifically being a partner with some of the Democrats, red flag laws. There was a mailer that came out right from the state party that was touting his stance on these red flag laws, basically gun control. That's a problem, Rob Dorr, if you have the Republican Party advocating for a politician that's for gun control.
That was one of the more shocking moments of the election for me. When I saw these mailers, people were sending me these mailers kind of saying, what the hell is this? I agreed with them. They were basically a few things. They were praising background checks. They were praising red flag legislation, and they were using the term common sense gun safety.
Which is always a euphemism for
gun control. Yeah. And that is the language that the antis have been trying to warp. And so here it is, the party's name stamping of approval on background checks, on red flag laws, and on this idea that there is common sense, that these two bills are common sense gun safety measures. So that was problematic. Now, as I understand, it was the NRCC did these mailers, and they used the MNGOP mailing permit, and so okay. The MNGOP didn't have oversight over it.
That's a problem in and of itself.
And Dave Pasco, who I have a tremendous amount of respect for, who is the deputy chair of the MNGOP, reached out to me and said, look, you know, we didn't have editorial control over this. That's never something we've exercised. I think that needs to change. And he has agreed that this is problematic, but it doesn't change the issue that we're going to be facing is for years to come, this is going to be thrown back at us. We will hear on the House floor this year, well, here, even the MNGOP thinks that red flag laws and background checks are sensible. It is going to be extremely problematic. After being critical of this, was being contacted by party officials and by people who, for lack of a better term, are just sycophants within the GOP. The MNGOP can do no wrong. There were people who were trying to convince me that the MNGOP needed to embrace gun control and Republicans needed to embrace gun control so that Eric Paulson could win his seat. And that just does not compute with me. And I get labeled as kind of a single issue guy. And, you know, that's fair. The reason why I'm such a staunch advocate of the Second Amendment is because it shows it's an easy indicator of the respect that somebody has for the Constitution, because the Second Amendment is the easiest one to get squishy on. It's the easiest one to start backpedaling on. And you'll find company with that. Well, maybe this. I think if somebody stands firm for the Second Amendment, I have a very good idea of where they stand on the First, Fourth, Fifth, 14th Amendment. I have a very good idea where they stand on all of those measures. So that's why the Second Amendment matters to me. I would say the average person who's one of our members mm-hmm. probably shoots more than I do, probably owns more guns than I do. And that's fine. But the reason why I take it so personally is because it is essential to our liberty, and it is essential to the defense from as a counterbalance to an overreaching government. And when we're looking at this, it is so critical that we stand firm on that. And when I see the MNGOP and people who are acolytes of the MNGOP saying, well, no, if we want to win, we got to do this, I would say, what's the point then? When we have Dean Phillips there, Dean Phillips pushing gun control isn't going to get any headlines. It's another Democrat pushing another Democrat agenda item. But Eric Paulson was getting national headlines for introducing gun control. He was giving other Republicans saying, well, if Eric Paulson can support the stuff, why can't you? So from that standpoint of party unity, of standing for principles, I don't see it as a huge loss that Eric Paulson, and I think an 18% loss that he took is pretty indicative that it's better for the party to stand on principles than it is to try to cave on certain core platform items in order to try to win an election.
And you also alluded to some of our local Minnesota House members, those who were maybe more sympathetic to the gun control issue. Keith Franke, Dario Anselmo also suffered resounding defeats.
Oh, yeah, 17%, and Keith Franke was a little bit closer, but... And Keith Franke was a pretty popular mayor,
St. Paul Park.
And I have a tremendous amount of respect for Keith. You know, we disagreed on some of these issues, but I knew where he was coming from. But he felt the political pressure that he needed to take these items on in order to get reelected, and he made that calculus, and it didn't pan out for him.
And I want to bounce off something you talked about initially about the Second Amendment. If someone is strong within the Second Amendment, obviously you feel very confident that they're strong in the other areas of our civil liberties. That's an excellent point, because one of the things that was brought up specifically within the aftermath, I believe it was the Orlando nightclub shooting in 2016, was how Senators Chris Murphy and Elizabeth Warren were wanting to ban people who were on watch lists. You know, whether it be a no-fly list, terrorist watch list, ban them from being able to purchase a firearm, to which probably yourself and maybe even Brian, there was a thread back and forth, and I think Kim Norton was probably even involved in that
too.
It's just like, how is that remotely constitutional? Someone who doesn't even realize they're on a watch list until they maybe try to fly or purchase a firearm, saying, well, no, your constitutional rights are revoked because you're on a watch list. They have no way to adjudicate themselves off these watch lists. So much for the Fourth Amendment, so much for the Fifth Amendment, 14th Amendment, like you alluded to, Rob.
Right. And Brian, who actually works in security, is a much, much better expert than I on this. He works in industrial and corporate security. And he, there are several different types of watch lists out there. But the main fact, the one that they wanted to use to ban people, you don't know that you're on it.
Right.
There's no way to find out that you're on
Crazy.
It. Crazy. If you are on it, there is no method of you to get off of it. And what was really telling is there was somebody, I think if this was in California, and this went all the way up to the Ninth Circuit, where he found out he was on the watch list and wanted to get off of the watch list. And the courts essentially ruled that, well, because you're not supposed to know that you're on it, we have no standing to force you to get off the list. I don't know the details of it. That's the gist of the case. But we can't even rely on the courts to that because, well, it's a secret list. So how could you possibly know you're on it? So you can't be damaged if you're not supposed to know that you're on it.
And of course, when you have then Speaker Ryan saying, you know, there aren't going to be any bills entertained that violate due process, then you have those same senators, Murphy and Warren, saying, well, look at that. The Republicans want to sell guns to ISIS. You can't have reasonable dialogue with these people.
No, and that's just it. The bottom line of it is they'll try to get into this veil that all we want is just common sense gun safety. We want criminals not to get firearms. We want us too. You know, we don't want guns falling into the hands of criminals. But our solution is to actually be strong on crime. You know, the Minnesota Public Radio did study or research about a year and a half ago that determined the single most under-prosecuted crime in Minnesota is felon in possession of a firearm.
Mm.
It's felons who get a firearm, commit a crime, They go to jail for, and then they get caught with a gun again. They plead down the charges. They throw out the gun charges. They give them a light prison sentence. Wash, rinse, repeat. The same thing happens. Why don't we focus on those people who are actually showing that they're dangerous in committing crimes? But when you actually break it down, and we just had this debate on last Monday night with Protect Minnesota and Representative Aaron May Quaid.
I think Protect is in scare quotes. Yeah. Protect Minnesota. Yeah.
Yes. We had this debate, and at one point Nancy Nordbentz said, well, you know, and she points at some anecdotal story about how a good guy was shot with a gun because the police couldn't tell the difference between, you know, the good guy and the bad guy. And then
turns out that was Aaron May Quaid that said that.
Okay. Thanks.
That was clarified. I heard the same story. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
continue.
And Nancy has said these same things before.
Oh,
too.
Sure. Yeah.
But if you stop, you put on the brakes right there. So wait a second. So you're saying that the problem is a good guy carrying a gun.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your solution to that? Which of these common sense bills addresses that? You admitted he's a good guy. He's not a criminal. He went through all your background checks. He's not a red flag order. So you actually break it down. They just admitted that they don't want people concealed carrying or open carrying in public. Now, we know that they've made those commitments to their members and to their allies in private. They're not going to lead with that hand, but it gives you an idea of their actual agenda is to make firearms ownership as minority as possible, as much of a minority as possible, because then they get their dream world of Australia where nobody owns a gun and that kind of thing. That's what they kind of throw out there. So if you can nail them down long enough to get them to be honest, you'll find out that they just want less guns in society and they don't care about your Second Amendment rights at all.
Once again, we're joined by Rob Doerhe, the political director of the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus. Rob, we got one final short segment. Are you available to wrap up?
Would love to.
All right. We'll be back. We're going to tout the caucus's annual meeting. If you'd like to come along, there's going to be some valuable information about how you can get involved with the upcoming legislative session. And also, is Don't Nuke Me, Bro going to be made into a graphic? That's comedy gold as far as
actually,
I
if you look on my Facebook wall right now.
It's probably where I got it from, yeah.
Yeah, I've got a filter you can use, a frame that says Don't Nuke On Me, or Don't Nuke On Me with the Gadsden Snake.
I love it. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. Back with one final segment with Rob Doerhe, the political director of the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus, right here on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Go nowhere.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk Active Workspace Solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
Come on into the Rack Shack's new Egan location and wrap your taste buds around the Patriot Burger.
Nick Anderson, General Manager of AM 1280 The Patriot, here with Keith Hittner Sr. from the Rack Shack Barbecue. How are you liking that new Egan location?
Oh man, Egan is wonderful. We have so much more space and a dynamic center that allows us to better serve our in-store customer as well as our catering clients.
You know, Keith, our listeners love the Patriot Burger almost as much as the Patriot.
It's a brisket and chuck half-pound burger that's red, white, and blue through and through. American cheese on top, and the American flag proudly flies out of the top of the bun. The Patriot Burger comes with your choice of any of our sides, like our famous hand-cut fries, all just for $12.80.
Get it? $12.80? Best burger in the USA. You really have to try today at the Rack Shack Barbecue's new Egan location.
We're just a mile east of Cedar Avenue on Cliff Road in the heart of Cedar Cliff Center. You'll love our new digs. Come and see us today or join us at RackShackBarbecue.com. Rack Shack Barbecue. Ooh, ooh.
I was 9 weeks along and didn't know what else to do.
I felt helpless and I didn't want to leave it up to her, but I didn't know what to do or say.
I didn't know there were other options available.
I didn't know it was a baby with a beating heart at 18 days.
Hello, my name is Marian Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people. So often we get calls just like this from men and women seeking help and alternatives. Our 800 hotline connects callers to the services they need for pregnancy, adoption, as well as post-abortion assistance. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of confidential counseling or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or check us out on the web, Pro-Life Across America. Pro-Life Across America is educational, non-political, and tax-deductible.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people.
Welcome back, AM 1280 The Patriot.
I got a girl who lives with me.
Northern Alliance Radio Network.
Smells so sweetly.
Final segment with Rob Dorr. He is the political director of the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus, talking all things gun rights, Second Amendment, Minnesota legislators, Minnesota legislative session coming up. And don't forget, folks, if you go to gunowners.mn, they are promoting a upcoming meeting taking place Saturday, January 25th. Rob, why don't you give us a little more information about what that meeting will entail?
Yes, we do this every year, and this year with the stark change in the legislature with the Democrats at the helm of the Minnesota House, changes things pretty dramatically for us. And it'll be January 5th. We're going to start at 9, run till about 3:30. And it's going to take place at the Mermaid Inn in Moundsview, conveniently located just north of 694 and 35W, just at County Road 10 there. It's a easy spot for most people in the metro to get to, and they're always really great hosts there. And we'll be covering everything from kind of the take on the legislative session to what our priorities remain to be. We'll be talking about the bills that we expect them to come up with during the legislative session, and also be training people in some tools on how to effectively engage their legislators and really make a lasting difference and be more unified than ever going into the session.
Speaking of unification, the new governor, Tim Walz, says he has the gravitas, the credibility, if you will, Rob Dorr, to bring gun owners and common sense gun safety advocates together. Is that still the case in your mind? I know he's not donning his NRA hat anymore.
No, he doesn't. He's not wearing his Tim Walz NRA endorsed hat anymore. I did notice that. Every town and their allies, the Michael Bloomberg, spent millions of dollars this election trying to get their people elected and get Tim Walz elected. So I'm certain that they're going to want a return on that investment.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And again, you know, Tim Walz keeps talking about common sense, common sense, common sense. He fully is going to support these universal background checks and registration. He's fully going to support the red flag gun confiscation. So we expect that. We expect those bills to come up. We expect those bills to move through. What we really need is gun owners to do what we did in 2013, fill every committee room, overflow room, fill the Capitol halls with law-abiding gun owners to put a stop to this. We've been here before. We've had our backs up against the wall. We've been able to defeat it before, but this year's going to be quite a bit different.
Now, didn't someone within one of the hearing rooms kind of hyperventilate when you brought in a firearm one time to demonstrate? is that how the legend goes, Rob?
Yeah, the legend of Rob. Yeah, that was was one of my more popular moments, got me national headlines. During they were doing their first assault weapons ban proposal back in 2013, and we had the hearings, a few Democrats actually left the room after I brought the guns out. But I brought in two firearms, one a semi-automatic military style weapon with a pistol grip, an adjustable stock, a foregrip, you know, all of the things that make it more deadly, and a wood stock, traditional target rifle.
Sure.
So I went through all the characteristics of the firearms and the differences, and then I announced these are both Ruger 10/22s. The only differences between these two firearms are ergonomic and cosmetic. Their rate of fire, their caliber, their effective range, all of that remains exactly the same, just minus these cosmetic and ergonomic features. And then I showed them the cartridge that the firearm fired. And even Chair Paymar said, well, wow, looks like we need House Research to do some more analysis on this. So whether or not that was
I think that'd be done before the hearing, Rob Dorr. What do I know?
Well, you know, whether that was effective or not, it was definitely good to be able to show that the unintended consequences of those types of legislation. But I think they've learned from that. I think they're going to come with a much more incremental and moderated approach and not do what they did in 2013 and throw everything to the wall and hope something stuck.
I'm of the mindset that the DFL, they just it's kind of the old scorpion and frog analogy. That's just who they are.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to help but overreach on that. And I think that would probably be to an advantage, but we'll certainly see. So, well, we got a couple of minutes remaining with our guest, political director of the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus, Rob Dorr. Rob, any final thoughts? What you encourage the folks to do? Because obviously, the folks listening to you very concerned, particularly if they are Second Amendment advocates. Obviously, we've given them some great resources as far as meetings to attend and how they can stay involved, and obviously arm you with the resources you need as far as financial.
Yeah.
Anything else that folks?
If nothing else, I mean, if people can't contribute financially, I understand that budgets are tight sometimes. At least get on our mailing list, follow us on our Facebook page, so you can go to gunowners.mn, sign up for our mailing list. That'll get you on with our action alerts. So when something's going on at the Capitol where we need people to show up, you'll be informed of that. Follow us on our Facebook page too. That's where a lot of our great interactions happen, where we post updates and things like that. You can follow us on Twitter. All of that will help you get a better idea. But of course, we do need people who are willing to. Maybe you can't give us money. Maybe you can give us some time. If you can give us a few hours a week to help with some administrative work, or maybe attend a meeting, take notes, that kind of stuff, all of that is going to be huge to helping us with the fight that we've got coming up. And then get on there. We'll be announcing we are going to be having a lobby day at the Capitol within the first few weeks of session. We're nailing down the final details of that. So keep an eye out for that as well.
Once again, if you want to go to the website, and I've linked to it at bradcarlson.org as well, but again, gunowners.mn/monthly, and again, donations go towards supporting their ongoing operations to fully restore our firearms freedoms through lobbying in St. Paul and fighting off gun control efforts, all the stuff that these guys are willing to do. And I'm making a commitment right now, folks, to my audience. I'm going to go get on the website when I get home and make my monthly donation as well, because
Wonderful.
I strongly believe in the Second Amendment myself. So join the Second Amendment defenders today. Again, gunowners.mn/monthly, and get signed up and make your monthly donation. Rob, always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for coming on. Open invitation as always. I think that goes without saying, but I'll say it anyways.
I appreciate it.
And I appreciate everything you and Brian and all the folks at the Gun Owners Caucus do for our freedoms. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And folks, thank you as always for tuning in. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Mitch and I are switching broadcasts next weekend, Thanksgiving weekend. So be sure to note that little programming update. Godspeed, my friends. Have yourselves a blessed week.
Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Does your office need a little TLC? Do you notice your bathrooms are a bit smelly? Are the surfaces in your break room a little sticky? And isn't that the same coffee spill on the floor and chili splatter in the microwave from weeks ago? If so, I've got the solution. Hi, I'm Tasha, owner of Forever Cleaning. We're family-owned and offer affordable, reliable office cleaning all over the Twin Cities metro area. So if your office is screaming for help, call me today. Let's get you scheduled for your free walkthrough so you can receive your free quote at 763-807-9817. If you mention this ad, you will receive 15% off your first month of service. And just for being a loyal Patriot listener, I'll waive your first initial cleaning fee. Again, call 763-807-9817. Or you can visit my website at forevercleaning.com. That's the number 4, EVRcleaning.com. Remember, Forever Cleaning is so thorough, you'll wonder if your mom snuck in overnight and cleaned.
Hi, this is Matthew with the Kingdom Builders. I don't have one thing in my life that I can boast about. Every single thing that is good is a direct result of Christ's salvation in my life.
Matthew is one that you might be talking to if you call our number. He's my son-in-law. We've established a great relationship over the past few years, and we pray that that might continue as he serves in the capacity of running the office.
Well, when someone calls, usually I just try to see what their needs are, and whether it's estimating for gutters or a roof or a repair if the roof is leaking. My focus is just always on trying to honor God in how I interact with people. You know, I just try not to add anything or subtract anything from what the Lord would have us do. I'm really excited to be fielding your calls today and talking to you about the needs you might have on your roof or gutters.
For a free and obviously no obligation estimate, contact us by phone at 612-900-9166 or look us up online at thekingdombuilders.net.
You work hard for your money, so make sure your money is working hard for you. Our sister station, Business 1440, brings you financial advice from pros like Dave Ramsey, Bill Gunderson, and the Twin Cities' own Financial Fortitude and Investing for Success. With up-to-the-minute market updates, real estate tactics, and tips on investing and saving, Business 1440 will keep more of that hard-earned cash in your pocket. Learn more and listen live at TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com.
Where do you go for the latest news and insight into what's happening in Minnesota policy and politics? Americans for Prosperity Radio. Join host Jason Flores for conversation about the issues that matter most and to get the knowledge you need to make a difference. From City Hall to the State Capitol to the halls of Congress, we're pulling back the curtain and giving you an inside perspective on the economy, healthcare, education, and more.
Americans for Prosperity, Saturdays at 4 p.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
AM 1280, The Patriot, is WWTC Minneapolis-St. Paul. FM 107.5, K298-CO, Minneapolis. Fueled by...
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.